League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, 10:01, 10:02 now on ESPN 97.5. I told you it's the shortest break in the world. History of the world. So that was nothing. Lance barely got out with his chair. He's got his micro, his headset.
Did he clean anything?
He didn't clean nothing. He didn't clean it. Well, I clean it every day for Charlie.
I know you do. I guess I'm hearing it from Joel again today.
He didn't clean it. What do you mean clean it?
Like wipe it down. Wipe
no,
his
he's
area
not
down.
Wiping stuff down. 713-780-3776 is the number. Y'all acting like God doesn't. Stop.
10:02. See, when you said that, yeah. I was like, you're opening yourself up to texts and tweets about that.
No, I just want David got to say, but we don't say anything bad. Jack Easterby would come after us, I'm pretty sure.
Well, I mean,
we're not on Team Easterby.
To be honest, he would be within his rights, considering what we said. We're not on his team.
We're not on Team Easterby. No, we're not. I mean, I don't, you know what? You can be religious or whatever, but dude's
not
a climber
that.
And he's a climber and he's a backstabber.
And honestly, I don't have the information that you guys have gotten about all his back and forth. You've been here. You've just had the sources. I just don't. I'm not on his team because he's bad at what he's doing.
Yeah. No. That's a bad thing. There's no question. That's terrible. Yeah. What he's doing. His meddling ways.
You could be a meddler. Usually meddling doesn't come with a positive connotation, but you could be a guy who or person who has your hands and everything, and if it was going well, okay.
Yeah.
In fact, you wouldn't be called a meddler. You'd just be person, whatever. He's a meddler because things are going poorly.
Right.
And people are losing their jobs, and the Texans have taken a downturn since, as he's gained power, the Texans as an organization have become a bigger joke.
It's a shame. The biggest joke in the NFL. The biggest joke in the NFL is ridiculous. 2020 TD and interception. Wait a minute. Deshaun's QBR was lower than Baker Mayfield's? That's what they just put up there. QBR is stupid then because Deshaun was the second highest rated quarterback in the league next to, under Aaron Rodgers.
And we saw what made that Browns offense go. Baker would make plays off play action. They'd have to run the ball. When Baker just was a straight drop back passer,
you didn't
want part of that if you were the Browns.
And Deshaun had zero running game.
None.
The worst yards per average per carry in the league. The worst in the league. Deshaun had nothing. The whole offense was Deshaun. And it was one of the better offenses in the league without wide receivers. I mean, don't put up a stupid – that Deshaun was 12th and Baker Mayfield was 10th. I mean, that's a dumb stat. Then QBR is too stupid to watch to look at anymore. If Deshaun was the 12th rated quarterback in the league under QBR, then your stat is off.
Well, isn't that ESPN stat
specific
to them? So that's why
it's too stupid
allegedly
now.
Important.
And now I can't look at QBR anymore. Eric is here. What up, Eric?
Hey guys, great show as usual.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, I was wondering, maybe we trade Deshaun because he thinks so many Trumpskins here in Houston, and maybe we can get Colin Kaepernick to make people like Dill happy.
What do you mean, people like me? What does that mean?
Football fans.
But yeah. If I'm a football fan, why would I want a guy who hasn't played football in years to play on the team?
Colin Kaepernick stands for a lot of good things, and he's a good football fan. Quarterback.
Is he
led the 49ers to the Super Bowl.
I remember that. Do you know how long ago that was?
It was in the 2000s.
Yes, it was in the 2000s. But why?
Yeah. It wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, but he does.
Are you telling me Colin Kaepernick is not good because he's half white?
No, I said, I didn't say that. I made the reference that he hasn't played football.
What are you saying? Are you telling me, is Colin Kaepernick better than most of the quarterbacks in the league right now?
You mean that start?
Yeah.
I would take probably 15 to 16 quarterbacks right now without even thinking about it before I take Colin Kaepernick.
Would you take Tua over Colin Kaepernick?
Who?
Would you take Tua over Colin Kaepernick?
I don't know what he's saying.
Tua.
Tua, yes.
Yes, I would too. I would take him way more than 15.
I just said off the top
dude
of my
dude hasn't
head.
Played in 4 years.
Yeah, this is the point.
Colin Kaepernick stands for the right of the people. You just don't like him because he's an activist.
No, stop it, Eric Wong. Where's
Eric, you're just
mad you're about just weak D.
Owners.
Hey, Eric, you're not getting your girl to call anymore because she ran away because of your weak D, or is she still around the call in? What's the deal?
She's a Trump skin. I had to let her go.
Okay, sure. You had to let her go, or she ran away from you because you couldn't satisfy her. Which one?
Why don't you like Colin Kaepernick? Because he's half black?
No. Why would him being half black make me not like him?
Well, why do you think he's not a good quarterback?
Because he's not. Well, he hasn't played in 6 years now.
Is it six now?
No, it's probably not. But he hasn't played in a long time. I don't want him on a roster if he's not playing football. It's been a long time, Eric. Your skills dissipate at some point.
Look at Tom Brady. He didn't have any preseason, and he did pretty good this year.
Tom Brady has been playing football consistently since, what, 2001?
So Colin Kaepernick's only been playing since 2009. Mm. Are you telling me he's run out of gas?
I'm telling you.
No, he hasn't played. Hang up. This
Wong.
Is stupid.
I just wanted to entertain Eric Wong for as long as
no,
I could.
No, because he's just going after you because of your weak D comments. That's all.
Well, he does have. It's not my fault.
How do you know he's got weak D? What, you watch him?
Because.
You sitting in the corner over there?
The point.
You're a cuck?
I explained. No, it's not my girl, so I wouldn't be a cuck. I explained it to you before. There's only. If he can't entertain his women in one fashion, he goes, you know what we can do? We can call into this radio show and troll. Because if your woman was satisfied, she wouldn't be doing this. John?
I don't. I'm John. Not on the weak D thing, okay?
I am.
I don't want to talk about Eric Wong's weak D.
I don't talk
anymore.
About it. I don't talk about it unless he calls it. And you brought it up first today.
No.
Not me.
Stop.
You stop.
No, that's terrible.
You brought it up.
It's a terrible thing.
Doesn't mean
Deshaun Watson is 12th in QBR. In ESPN's total QBR for the regular season. This is the dumbest statistic ever. Aaron Rodgers, Pat Mahomes, Josh Allen, Ryan Tannehill is fourth. Ryan Fitzpatrick is fifth. Drew Brees, Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson is rated higher than Deshaun Watson. Russell Wilson, Tom Brady, Baker Mayfield, Derek Carr, and Deshaun Watson. This is the stupidest stat. I can never look at it again. I can never look at total QBR again because it's too stupid. Isaac is here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Isaac.
Hey, guys. You know, we need to think out of the box on this one with Deshaun, and no one's ever done this. How about, what if we have a raffle? We raffle them off. You know, as teams, that's for the list of teams that Deshaun wants to play for, and everybody throws in a first-round pick, and, you know, the winner gets the spoils. And we put it on TV, made-for-TV event. Bam.
Well, I don't
bam. Did he say, bam?
Yeah, I don't mind it.
Okay. We've got to cut down on the outrageous trade scenarios.
I actually enjoy the ones that aren't serious as opposed to people calling in and telling me what it would take. I appreciate the silly ones.
You like
ones
the
more.
Silly ones better?
Because, yeah, I don't want this to be. Look, it's because everyone has played Madden and everyone knows the trade machine exists, so everyone thinks a trade can work. I appreciate the guys like, you know what, let's hold a raffle on television. Mm-hmm. I like those, not the ones where you're getting three picks for the Browns and Baker Mayfield's coming back. It's like, okay, I guess. Is that the real – but without any context, where you're not thinking about, does Deshaun want to go to Denver, Cleveland? What are the salary cap ramifications of all that? Why would the Browns want to give up Nick Chubb?
Right.
I appreciate the raffle idea.
You like the raffle idea.
Put that thing on TV.
All right, Ken. We'll finish up this segment with Ken. What up, Ken?
Okay. Want to see what you think about this. Deshaun Watson is an Atlanta native, not from Gainesville, Georgia. What about us trading Matt Ryan, Julio Jones, and tight end Hayden Hurst to Houston for Deshaun Watson and Houston's first-round pick?
They don't have a first-round pick. The Texans
don't.
So wait a minute.
He's the Falcon fan. He wants Deshaun.
Ryan, who else?
Julio and Hayden Hurst.
Julio Jones.
Julio Jones is done. You want to give us Julio Jones.
And your tight end?
And yeah, and hang up. This is even dumber
than
a raffle.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
This is dumber than a raffle.
The raffle thing, at least you can laugh
Matt
at.
Matt Ryan is almost done. He was Matt Ryan was he was my fantasy quarterback. He was awful. Julio Jones is almost his career is almost done. They're trying to get rid of him. And Hayden Hurst is a tight end. And you want our first round? Are you?
Which one did you appreciate
now
more?
You can't call back for
until Monday. Which one do you appreciate more? The raffle or that scenario?
I appreciated the guy that I told couldn't call back till Monday. More than that.
I'm telling you. I don't want this. Look, I get it. It's the day after. But I don't want it to be trade scenario for the next.
No, that's what it's going to be. This is going to turn into. Somebody asked, do you think this is going to turn into Vince versus Reggie?
I wasn't around for that, but
it was awful. It was every show, every day, every call. It was a long offseason.
You got Falcon fans. The three guys you're talking about combined to win how many games?
No, who cares about that? They're bad players now.
No, that was what my point. You're giving us guys who couldn't get you past how many wins?
Then he goes, Deshaun won four.
Exactly. I understand. But three of those guys combined for how many wins? And you want a first-round pick? What's the value of those guys?
Stop, Ken. We'll give you. Yeah.
You'll get a first.
Let me check with Casario on that one. I'm going to call Nick Casario and see what he thinks about that deal. That sounds awesome.
Tied in.
Boy, I can't wait to get Matt Ryan, Julio Jones,
and Hayden Hurst.
And give up a first-round pick that we don't even have. Well, we'll give you next year's first-round pick. How's that?
He wanted a top-five quarterback, and I guess he assumed
the Texans. For trash.
And he knows the Texans stink, so he wanted a top-five pick along with it.
Yeah.
For those three guys.
For trash. Now
if they're so great, why don't you keep them?
See, if we get stupid stuff like that, we can't ever go to the phones again. If we get dumb stuff like that, we can never, ever go to the phone again.
Don't ruin it for everybody else.
Yeah, Ken, you ruined it for everyone. Thanks. 10-13.
John's upset.
Years of research and innovation. Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now. Do it. Do it. Do it now. I'm in love with the coco. I got it for the Lolo. I'm in love with the coco.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, 10-17, ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776, the number, if you would like to get in here. How about that the Rockets played last night? How about that the Rockets?
Well, you started the show with that.
How about that Victor Oladipo had 25, and Christian Wood is back, and he scored 22. How about that?
I don't know.
John Wall hit 20.
They were down by 20 and came back and won. I mean, but
it was the first quarter.
It's a regular season game against the Blazers. Get it. People aren't all that.
I was like, oh my god, the Blazers are just have the Rockets number. And then boom.
And that was a Blazers team without McCollum. Covington didn't play either.
Yeah.
And it was like, ugh, what is going on here?
Dame should have taken every shot.
It was funny because Gary Trent got them back in the game in the late third. He went on this run where he made multiple threes from.
Yeah, but they let Carmelo shoot.
No, what they did was, because Dame was still out of the game, when they had some momentum because of all the Gary Trent shots, and then Anthony Simons, the backup point guard, was turnover, bad shot. It's kind of stemmed the momentum. I know they're trying to get Gary Trent more shots because he was hot, but they had the wrong guy distributing the basketball.
And Melo was 3 for 15.
Well, that's over the course of the game. But when the Rock, because remember, the Rockets went up by double digits.
Yeah.
And Gary Trent got the Blazers back in the game. But they, Anthony Simons, a young point guard, just kind of, that momentum kind of got pissed away because he didn't make good decisions. Namely, he passed the ball to Carmelo at one point. And so the Rockets fended it off by the time Dame got back in the game. They had a big enough lead that they could kind of hold them off. And good win, particularly the way it's come about, and that's four in a row for them. You just watch this team and you go, I want to see Christian Wood play more basketball. You just want to see how good he can be. What is it now? Are they 8-9 now?
8-9. So that's four straight wins.
17 games, and you hope this sample size, which is small, he talked about it yesterday, he believes is an all-star. This will have to continue, and no reason why it shouldn't. You hope you found a guy who is... Look, I scoffed at the whole Anthony Davis stuff, and Anthony Davis is a big-time defender. That's one of their major differences, other than Anthony Davis has been doing this a long time now. But if he's going to be a 20-10 guy that you're giving, what, 3 years, $41 million to, that's a steal, a big one.
And they're playing defense. I don't know if they're playing defense as much as the other teams have really sucked shooting the ball.
And they haven't exactly played great offensive teams in the stretch.
Yeah.
But since
James is gone, they're the best defensive team in the league.
Yeah, I've seen. We talked about it earlier.
Yeah.
They're a team that has to play this way. I mean, despite the names on the roster, they're not a team that's just going to put up 125 and win a game that way. That's not who they are anymore. Defense is going to have to be part of their calling card to win games.
Yeah, look at all their games. I guess Chicago was a high-scoring game.
And honestly, I don't know what they are offensively.
The rest of them, 109, 103, 103, 102, 133, 108, when they had the 133.
Against the Mavs.
Yeah, the Mavs. 107, 88, yeah. 104, 101. It's a scoring league now, and they're holding them down.
The thing is, we don't know what they'll be offensively because, simply put, they haven't played a lot of games together, even out of the 17, which isn't a lot. Victor Oladipo just got here. John Wall's been out. So I'm not sure what their continuity will be offensively. But in the meantime, when you're trying to figure that out, holding teams down helps. And being able to keep the Blazers down after giving up 30 and being down 30-10, that's big. Your defense allows you to get back in the game. Because it's not like the Rockets went on the scoring binge. But their defense was good enough.
Four straight road games in 6 days. This is a brutal schedule.
That's rough.
Four road games in 6 days, then one home game, two road games back to back, then one home game, then three road games in 6 days. Man.
And they go to the Pelicans. That's next up tomorrow night. The Pelicans, a team who people are talking about being pretty much a big disappointment. And who can the Pelicans trade? Remember, this is the same Pelicans team that people thought was going to run the bubble, at least when it came to the bottom seeds, because they had Zion. This bubble was created to get Zion on the playoffs,
yeah.
and they petered out 6-10. That's a team who was probably looking to trade a veteran like JJ Redick. Some talk of maybe trading Lonzo Ball to try to get some clarity on that roster.
On Lonzo already.
Well, that'd be the Lakers doing it too. At least the Lakers did it to get Anthony Davis. But that'd be two teams who said the number two overall pick. It's not as valuable as we thought.
No, and his brother is one of the rookie. But this rookie class is
not great.
Tyrese Haliburton is probably the favorite right now.
Yeah, well, the draft itself coming in, people looked at it and said it's not a great. You're not going to find a. People thought James Wiseman maybe, but even he had limited time at Memphis. No one was really sure who was actually a foundational player in this draft. And maybe Tyrese Haliburton lower down will be that guy.
1022 ESPN 975-7378-0376. Back to Texans talk and Cal McNamp. People want to talk about Cal. What's up, underrated mess?
Hey, fellas. Since the billion-dollar baby doesn't want to show up to the press conference because he's obviously a coward, I mean, it also shows that he's not fit to run this team. Can you imagine him at an owner's meeting sitting at the table and they're all pointing and laughing at him and then Cal just has to call his mommy to pick him up?
I think he has a driver. It's not his mommy.
Yeah, mom doesn't have to
pick. No. Well, yeah. I don't know if Cal is a coward. I think people stepped in and said, it's not great for us if you're out there talking. So how about we just not have you talk?
Yeah. Or, yeah, I mean, you don't think that Hannah sat him down last night and said, I don't think you should. I wonder how much is getting through to Cal.
You mean, I know that what he's hearing?
You know the organization. There are people in the organization that are hearing all of this, and they get it, and they're like, "Wow, we just gotta." But I wonder how much is getting to Cal and Janice and how much and Hannah and you know, and I doubt Casario even gives a rat's. He doesn't care. But Easterby, Easterby's aware of what's going on. I mean, he has stayed out of the spotlight as much as possible. He's done all his work behind. Well, he always does his work behind the scenes. That's what Jack Easterby do. But I just wonder how much is getting to Cal that, you know, this is really botched and this city is really. They've got to keep him away from Twitter. I would imagine. I don't know. Does he even have a Twitter account? I don't know. But they can't let him see the Texans Twitter account.
No,
because it is. I mean, how bad would dude feel about himself? How would you feel about yourself if you were?
Well, social media will depress even the most confident people. I mean, we heard Paul George.
But this is,
when he struggled, the social media got to him.
I don't think Paul George is catching anything near. Well, that's what
I'm saying.
Catching.
Paul George has a foundation of being a really good basketball player.
Yeah,
and even he didn't like it and could barely take what people were throwing his way. And
I'm sure that there are a lot of people that are coming after Paul George. He's got people that are defending him. Paul George is great. Shut up. You're stupid. Paul George is awesome, dude.
That's true.
Who would say that about Cal?
No one. No. All we know of Cal is apparent ineptitude.
What's that? I mean, nobody would say, Cal's a great owner. Who would say that?
No, nobody.
Can Cal get anybody? I'm going to do it.
Don't do it. Don't lie.
Somebody's got to be on Cal's side here.
You're gonna be that guy?
I'm going to be that guy.
How are you going to defend Cal? I mean, I just put in a promo from what you said yesterday where everything was that's going wrong is because of Cal.
You did?
Yeah, that's a promo.
Well, I didn't say that, really.
I can play it.
I don't
it for
remember.
You.
No, I'm pretty sure there's no proof I said something like that.
No, because I have it over here.
No, I'm pretty sure.
I can give a world premiere of the promo.
I want to hear it.
Okay.
But I don't believe it. I want to hear that. I don't believe one word of it. You probably edited all the words so that I said this.
Sure.
This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline.
It started with how Cal allowed Bill O'Brien run roughshod and destroy, with his decision-making, destroy this organization. It's not just the coaching decision or the general manager decision. This has to be a litany of errors made by this organization and directly responsible by Cal McNair for allowing it to happen. Bill O'Brien, no question. Bill O'Brien robbed the bank, but Cal was driving the car. Cal was leading him, was driving the car, the getaway car, letting him do all of this damage to this organization. To where finally Deshaun has said, I can't be part of it anymore.
The Bench, weekday mornings from 7 to 11.
I'm pretty sure you edited. I think I said it was Jack Easterby, and you edited Cal in there. You went, Cal. Ooh,
no, you think my voice is saying Cal?
I think I said, yeah. I'm pretty sure I never said anything like that.
Huh. Well, let the people decide.
Well, today I think it's a new day.
So how would you defend Cal? Like if someone came to you and said Cal's taking a lot of heat, they look at him as the first step in the downfall of this organization. How do you respond to
I'd
that?
Say, you know what? The organization's fine. Look who's in charge. Cal made the decisions to get Nick Casario and to get David Culley, one of the great coaches in the game today. And he's an unknown. He's a secret weapon right now. But guess what? Great guy. People love him. So you know what? This is a great. They got rid of Bill O'Brien, fired Bill O'Brien, and now look at where the organization. Nothing but skyward. Nothing but up right now. Got rid of that cancer. Took it out. And guess what? Zoom right to the top. Gilbert's already predicted 2028.
And
2028 Super Bowl. And so, and you don't do that with, and I'm, you don't have that kind of projection without great leadership like Cal. Okay. I don't know what that is. What that's about.
That's me just offering affirmation.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know who did that either.
That'll be my response to any time someone here says something silly.
Okay. For those of you who don't know, that's I don't know what that
I don't know what that
I don't
is.
Know what that is. Is this Eric Wong again?
I don't know.
Let's see. Is this Eric Wong again? No.
No, this is not Eric Wong.
Hey, Eric.
I was calling in. I think we're kind of all under the same agreement that Colin McNair is not good for doing anything short of signing checks. So when he's sitting there at his desk signing checks, do you think he has one of those like really expensive, overpriced pens like most of the owners, or is he sitting there doing it with one of those gigantic pens with like the 8 switches on the side of it to where you can change the color and sometimes sign it in red, sometimes sign it in green? I'll sit back and listen.
People love those pens.
I know. We used to, yeah, I was like, first time I saw one, I was like, I want one of those pens. You could change the colors. That's awesome. You think Cal wants to color in with his coloring pen in red, and you could sign different green and
see? I think Cal
blue, and
I think Cal just likes to have a catch. I don't think he even likes to deal with signing things. Just keep the ball. I think there's in his office. There's always a glove, and there's always a ball in the glove. And he asks people, "Hey, you want to play catch?" No, Cal. I need you to sign this, and then he breaks out that pen. But his initial thing is always, "Hey, you want to play catch?"
Mm-mm. He did bring his glove to the ballpark.
Behind the netting.
Behind the net. Not as a kid either. He's a grown man.
I was a grown man.
It was with his
Remember when we were talking about, like, Cal would interrupt, like, you know, meetings with throwing the ball against the wall? Cal, knock that off! He's just throwing the ball against the wall. Hey, we're trying to do some work in here! That's back when there's a toxic environment and Bill O'Brien was still around.
Yelling,
now, David Culley's not going to yell at Cal that way.
No.
He'll come over to put his arm around him and, Cal, this work. Hey, we're trying to do some work in here, buddy.
Can you throw it off this wall? Come here. Look at this wall. Cal, you see this wall over here?
Yeah, throw it off that wall.
1031 ESPN 97.5, 713-780. The questions today have been very...
It's been disrespectful.
Do you think... No.
Do you think you set the tone for this?
No. I did not. I'm totally against this. No. That's it. We're going to take a break. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN. 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, 1034 ESPN 97.5. Tried to change it up a little bit in the last segment, talking a little Rockets basketball. The Astros made some moves. I don't know if I'd call it moves. They've added quality control coach and assistant pitching coach. So there's that. There's that. So that's pretty cool. Other than that, there's no Astros news. Not like there's a big signing for a center fielder or something. That's a shame. But I guess Miles Straw is going to be it. I guess Aledmys Diaz is going to work in and out. I guess that's going to be it. There is another guy that I didn't know that they've been mentioning as a possibility. But I got a buddy that says Miles Straw's our center fielder every day. I'm giving up my season tickets. I mean, that's not what we're used to around here, is it?
No, George Springer to Miles Straw.
Miles Straw
feels like a bit of a step down.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe Miles Straw is going to be really good. He's really fast, I think.
But can he get on base? Yeah, that speed?
I don't know.
Well,
I don't know about that.
Great,
all that. But he's fast.
We back to defensive center fielders now. What is this? The 1980s?
Hey, and Jake is a. We can get Jake back. He's a a free agent.
If we're into that thing, if we're back to defensive outfielders.
Does he have great hair? Yes.
Does that help you hit a baseball?
I don't care. He's got great hair, and the ladies love him.
Yeah, but you're not a lady.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying. If I'm the Astros, I'm thinking about getting some female fans out there.
You know what would help people come out to the ballpark once everything's once everything's back to normal?
Wins. And then the bullpen could still use a little help, but okay. Whatevs. Can we stop sending Cal clowns and Simple Jack pictures?
Oh, God.
Can we stop doing that now? This is 2 days of not, well, more than that, really.
It's not going to end.
Yeah. I'm just saying, can we stop doing that now? I've seen enough Cal clown pictures. Therese Paler wrote a piece on David Culley, and this is really David Culley Day, okay? This is really David Culley Day here. And Andy Reid said this, David Culley will do a good job. He's a people person. He'll bring energy to the building. He's one of the most loyal guys I've ever been around. I mean, we were together 18 years. We had a couple cheeseburgers together. And Art says nothing about coaching. He's not coaching, okay? The head coach is not coaching.
What does the head coach do?
The head coach is the CEO. He coaches the coaches, okay? He is in there, and he wants to make sure our game, okay? You put together the game plan, put together how's your position doing? What are we doing with our position, guys? He is the overseer of all. The head coach is not out there coaching, just so everybody knows.
Well, in this instance, it doesn't even seem like the head coach is hiring.
No, but it will be said in this press conference today, I really want Tim Culley here.
I'm sure he did. He'll point really to want what
Josh
happened
last Josh
year.
McCown is a great guy. I know Josh McCown from...
Do they know each other?
I don't know.
I don't know if
they ever crossed paths, but I don't know. But I've nothing but great. I'm high on Josh McCown. I'm high on Tim Culley. I wanted Lovie Smith. I want, you know what? All of the guys that are going to be here. These are my choices.
I do hope questions are asked about those particular things. How much input did you have in these hires? Understood that Lovie Smith they haven't even announced it yet, so who knows what questions can be answered as far as guys coming around and who's going to be on the roster. But I do hope that's asked. How much input did you have as far as the composition of the coaching staff? Because it felt like we heard names
before
you were even finalized, really, were going to be a part of the staff. And how does that come about? How did the process come about? You were here for an interview, and the Texans asked you to stay, and that was that? Isn't that the story, that he was here for about 8 hours?
Listen, if he told him, we're going to bring Bill O'Brien back, and he's going to be your offensive coordinator, David Culley would have gone, you know what, that's great. I can't wait. David Culley's saying, you know what, whatever. No one's asked me to be a head coach before. Whatever you guys want, I'm in. I mean, that's fine. Hey, listen, I get to be the head coach. You're going to pay me what? And somebody just reported, someone with a blue check mark, that it's a 5-year deal.
Okay.
If I'm the Texans, I'd have gone, three. You get three. And then, you know what? But I think they're trying to put a happy face on this whole thing. And maybe they believe, dude's going to be 70 at the end of this deal. Maybe they believe that this is, I mean, and we're not scared of 70-year-old coaches.
No, not in Houston.
But he would agree to anything, whatever.
That's why I want to know what he says when
he's
asked
going
about
to say these are my choices. Yes, he's going to say that.
I would ask.
I've seen the work that Tim Culley did with Deshaun Watson. He's awesome. Yes, in 27 years, I've never met anyone better.
Have you had a conversation? Have you met him yet? No.
No.
Okay.
But Tim Culley is obviously the right choice. He's the best. He's the best I've seen on tape.
Didn't you work with Andy Reid?
Yeah, but Andy's not available. I don't know if you heard. He's coaching.
But you said the best you've seen on tape.
The best offensive mind other than Andy Reid, but he's not available. Oh. Well, you want me to you want Andy Reid to come here and be OC?
No. I'm just saying your initial statement seems false considering you work with Andy Reid.
Well, I mean not other than Andy Reid.
Ah, okay.
All right?
Okay.
And Greg Roman, he's not available either. Can't make lateral moves.
Mm. So Tim Kelly is the best available offensive mind.
Yes.
In all, okay.
Yes. That's right. Well, I hope you call. I hope he does. I hope he says that. Yes.
You want him to take on your personality?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I wanted to do. Let's get Jim in here. What up, Jim? Hey, Jim.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for letting me in. Hey, I just want to tell you, I got the perfect comparison for Cal McNair. Absolutely spot on, dead on image.
Okay.
If y'all ever saw the movie way back in the day, Blazing Saddles, when Mel Brooks was the governor, and he just signed anything that the big Wild West Easterby would bring in, just sign it and do whatever you wanted, walking back and forth across the room and all that stuff. Perfect. Watch that scene and you'll see Cal McNair. Thanks very much.
Yep. And he also, when the girl walked in with the, it was when she was overinflated, he would say, "Hello, boys," which I found kind of funny.
Yeah, the only, I don't remember seeing that movie. I might have seen it once, but not even the whole thing. I just remember the line, "Where are white women at?"
Yeah.
That's the line that always pops in my mind from that.
Or it's true. It's true. 10:42 ESPN 97.5. Time to talk about, we got News of the Weird coming your way next. Time right now to talk about my peeps over at HRP. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net. This is a wonderful time for you to be thinking about this, because maybe the COVID has hit your business hard. And if your payroll company, an HR company, hasn't helped you out in this deal, well, then you need to get rid of your payroll company or HR and HR company, because ours is better. Ours has helped us through this thing with all the small business loans, with all of the, you know, you got to do, there's some firings that have to be done. They help you through that. If you have any issues with your employees, they help you every step of the way. They're always there for us too. And they told me this, well, you know, if your payroll company has not done everything for you in these times, then you know what? Your payroll company ain't getting it done like our payroll company is. It really, really are. And especially come tax time. Now, tax time, wow, it is second to none. Ask Laura Beavers. Call her up here at the station and ask her about HRP. And she's going to tell you how wonderful they are with all of our business needs. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5.
Let it bump, though.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Man, the kids, the millennials went after Blockbuster too, huh? Blockbuster stock surge surprises staff at the last remaining Blockbuster store. They'll do anything to save it, right? I mean, Blockbuster? There's still a Blockbuster store?
I didn't know that.
I had no idea there was still one left.
And it has stock. You can,
and their stock went up.
Blockbuster?
Yeah. BlackBerry went up. They're going after everything that's defunct.
Yeah, I think they're out here just trying to cause as much ruckus as possible.
Yeah.
And I'm here for
it. I like it.
Yeah.
Well, good for them. Robin Hood's been accused of stealing from the poor to give to the rich.
Yeah, we talked about this yesterday. They were at one point
but
a company.
They shouldn't be called Robin Hood anymore. They're stealing from the poor to give to the rich.
Now they're Sheriff Nottingham. They changed their model in the midst of this, and now they're preventing the people they were allegedly there to serve from trading on certain stocks.
Mm-hmm.
And they're getting crushed for it.
This whole thing is, it's wonderful. I love that it's all chaos now in the stock market. Those people, they don't do anything. They just trade. They just go, oh, I think that's going to go, oh, give me a billion dollars. because I think that's good. That stock's going to go up. Thanks. Thanks for nothing, for doing nothing, making, producing nothing in your life. It's not like I'm producing a lot here, but
I mean, wouldn't you say you're producing entertainment for the people?
Oh, I don't think it's very entertaining, if you want to know the truth.
Well,
I'm doing,
I said
I,
that.
You know what?
Look.
You said that for years.
I'm just glad you're coming around to my way of thinking.
A Toronto man fatally pushed a stranger in front of a subway, thinks he shouldn't be found guilty. He says he thought it was his landlord.
So if you are familiar with someone, you can push him in front of a subway?
Well, he, you know, I mean, look at, what did the landlord look like? First of all, secondly, well, how much was he charging him? Right? Was he overcharging him for his flat?
So if it was an attractive land.
No, I'm just saying.
What are, they're not called landladies, are they? What are they called?
Yeah, I don't.
Are they called landladies?
Landlords.
Landlords.
She's still
an
landlord.
Attractive landlord.
Yeah.
A woman, you would be less okay with him doing that, correct?
Yeah.
But if he's an, okay, let me have a chart. If it's a ugly man, you don't care what happens to him. What if it's an attractive man?
Oh,
you don't care. What if it's a,
one less to compete with?
You're not competing. You're married.
I'm married. Well, what if my wife likes him? Beat
like Joey Votto.
Yeah. What if it's Joey Votto?
Yeah.
Knock him off the train.
What if an unattractive woman? Care? Not so much? You're not saying anything. People can't see you when you do that.
No.
Okay. Attractive woman?
Now, wait a minute.
Now you have a problem. Okay.
Now, wait a minute.
So on this spectrum, anybody but an attractive woman can get pushed in front of that subway, and you wouldn't care.
Well, what did you say? What did you do? I mean,
did
honestly,
you screw
were you
over?
A landlord?
Did you never fix anything?
Did you overcharge?
Did you? Were you a slumlord? Did you fix stuff?
Yeah. You ever hear a hoobastank?
Yeah, they were a band that was popular when I was in high school.
Really?
Yeah, the Buzz probably still plays them because they play stuff that old.
Well, asked why he named the band Hoobastank, he said, "I don't know. I'm not a perfect person. I don't know."
That's the name of one of his songs.
I'm not a perfect person. Oh, that's one of their songs?
Yeah, or at least one of the major lyrics in one of the songs. I'm not sure what the song is called.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, back then, you just go through the list of names from that era. A lot of times, you're like, why did you name your band this?
Yeah.
And there's no real explanation other than, I was high. Whatever.
What? I thought Hoobastank was. I thought it was
funny. I don't know.
You
got to think about these bands. They probably never thought they're going to get big.
Right.
They're just having fun, and they name this is a fun name, and now it's the name. Now it's your name, and now you're popular. You got to stick with it.
People will do anything to avoid that luggage fee thing. Do you ever get stuck with ever have a case more than 50 pounds?
No, I've never done it.
And then I do with my wife. You're traveling with the kids, and you're going skiing or whatever.
Yes.
The bags are always too heavy.
My dad, because he travels internationally,
yeah.
He's gone for months at a time.
So you got to put the stuff in the other bag, and you're trying to all get them all, under the 50 pounds because of the. Well, these guys apparently were bringing oranges, and they were too heavy. So to avoid paying the extra baggage fee, they decided to eat 30 kilograms of oranges, which ended up in a bunch of mouth ulcers.
No.
Can you imagine that much citrus, that much acid?
No. That's why they have mouth ulcers.
Yeah. I mean, that doesn't seem like, I mean, I just pay, wouldn't you rather, I'll throw them out.
Yeah.
Throw them out.
Why would you? Well, you're not
or give them to people in line.
Exactly.
Here's an orange. You want an orange?
You're not going to enjoy that process, so why would you do it? The whole point was to take them with you. You're not going to enjoy eating that many oranges at that time. Let's just understand you failed. You lost this one. Don't compound it.
So apparently now there are animal slurs.
Oh, things you can't call animals?
No. Things you can't call people. Like chicken. You're chicken. PETA is against this.
PETA needs to beat it.
They don't want slurs involve animals.
Let me ask you something, John. You've called, I mean, it's old school to call someone a chicken, but what does it make you think negatively about chickens? Is that their issue?
Yeah.
But wait a minute.
Well, what about pigs? Hey, you're a pig.
And I'm eating bacon and sausage.
They don't want that.
But the point is, I think the pigs would have a bigger issue with me eating them than, calling someone a pig. Who cares? No one thinks less about pigs because you call someone a pig.
Yeah. Here's a good way to distract a robber. How about this? This happened in, I don't know, it looks like a Slovakian, in Slovakia. So apparently this guy walks into a gas station and he goes behind the counter and he starts stealing from the register and he attacks the staff. Well, a woman decided that she would perform something on him to distract him.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked.
Of course,
she was still at it when the police arrived.
I mean, if you walk into a place with one thing in mind, and some woman decides to do that, wouldn't you get distracted?
Yeah.
And I mean, she had to perform a service that she probably didn't want to do, but it's distracting.
You know, I mean,
look, I don't want you to.
Is she a hero?
Not all of them wear capes.
Well,
yes, she is in this case.
Is there anything that she can get, her mouth can get some kind of an award?
I'm sure.
I hope she didn't eat 30 oranges before.
Well, then both of them are going to have problems.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I'm sure there's an award. I'm sure the AVNs could have given her an award. The adult video awards could have given her something.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah. I don't know what the title would be.
Good Samaritan. No, she thwarted a robbery. She's
remarkable sacrifice.
She's
under
a superhero.
Stressful situation. Yeah.
Batman? I don't think Batman did it like
that. I don't think Batman's ever done that.
No. If you were a robber,
uh-huh,
and then all of a sudden, hey, you know what? While you're here, I might as well do something for you here. Do you think you could be distracted? You could just get distracted enough?
Well, depends on what she looks like. That's always important.
Right.
I
don't imagine.
If I thought to myself, I would never get this opportunity with a woman who looks like that again.
Uh-huh. But you are going to prison for it now.
Well, I'm going to be, I would be aware of this. How long? Okay. The response time for the cops is about five minutes. You're going to have to pick this up.
Well,
pick it up. I would keep my head about me. No pun intended.
Oh, phrasing.
The top one.
Oh. I don't think so.
Yeah. I would have made, hey, lady, I got 5 minutes.
Hey, pick it up.
Pick it up. Hey, you're not very good at this.
All right, we're done with that. You all have a great weekend, everybody. We will talk to you again on Monday. The Press Box is next right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.